from JMO Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Very, very good morning,
yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, so CPI US styles, a little hotter than we thought.
A tiny little bit, but the thing is, that's not the issue, though, at the moment, is it? Because, look, there's a high degree of focus on inflation data at the moment, and as an aside, one of the things that I often find myself pointing out to sort of investors and people is this kind of correlated effects of inflation around the world. So the degree of movement isn't always similar, but the direction of travel is, and this is why we look at inflation around the world. So we're talking US inflation overnight. Yep, latest monthly CPI index, or consumer price index report for August. Look, it's not the Federal Reserve's preferred measure, but it's important nonetheless. And along with the CPI, you've got the very much closely related observation of what it means for the Fed and monetary policy settings. Yeah, expectations leading into it had headline CPI forecast for the year at 2.9%. Those forecasts were confirmed, came in at 2.9%. Monthly CPI, though, Mike, yeah, as you say, a touch higher than expected, 0.4 versus 0.3. And importantly, you go back to July, year-on-year inflation was 2.7, so it's heading the wrong way. Probably a little more importantly, core inflation, which strips out the sort of volatile food and energy components, that was expected to print at 3.1, so it's higher than the full CPI inflation, and that forecast was also correct, came in at 3.1. So look, inflation, Mike, is still too high, and it's moving the wrong way. But the thing is, it's the labour market that's a big concern at the moment, and that's more important seemingly for the market. So there's nothing in these numbers, or the market doesn't believe, to stop the Fed from moving the Fed funds rate low. And actually overnight, Mike, you also had some initial, what they call initial jobless claims, so people filing initial jobless claims. That came in at 263,000. That's the highest number for that data series in 4 years. So there's the issue. So we saw US share markets higher, US Treasury bond rates, they fell. But Mike, what these numbers have done is actually coming into these numbers, there was actually talk of a jumbo rate cut, 50 basis point cut at the next Fed funds move. That's probably been cooled down now, but they're saying, well, we'll still get the 25. Look, there are still worrying signs in this inflation, goods, services, shelter. Food is running at 3.2. That's lower than here. But here's a number for you, Mike. Coffee. What do you think coffee came in at?
A lot.
20.9%. 20.9%. That's not good if you like your coffee, eh?
Correct.
As I said, look, the US Treasury rate's very important for you, for the Trump administration, because, of course, of the cost of funding that huge US deficit. 10-year rate now bouncing around 4%. It hasn't spent a lot of time under 4% in the last 18 months, so the Trump administration will be happy.
Back home, Christian had a good crack yesterday, didn't he? I mean, he's working hard.
Yeah, no, so talking about increased focus, the RBNZ, they've been under the spotlight, haven't they, really, for a number of reasons. You know, the messy governance issues, the ongoing search for a new governor, recent change in monetary policy stance, not to mention, which you have mentioned, Mike, that people like Kelly Eckold highlighting some, you know, changes the RB could make. Look, the top brass at the bank don't make that frequent speeches, so we listen when they do. And Governor Christian Hawkesby made some comments yesterday at the opening address of the Financial Services Council conference. I thought it was appropriate that he addressed some of the issues. He said the bank is facing a test of trust and confidence, and he acknowledged the publicity around the exit of Adrian Orr and Board Chair Quigley. I think it's good on him for publicly acknowledging that. He did say, from a market point of view, the main focus has been on judging the impact of increased global trade barriers, which has been challenging, and that's the same issue plaguing central bankers around the world. But markets will like what he said next. He said he reiterated the central projection of the OCR bottoming out at 2.5%. He did say the speed and timing were uncertain. It depends on the economic recovery. Wholesale interest rates, Mike, in New Zealand continue to drift lower. So, yep, thought it was good.
The new appointment's got to be close as well. Right, numbers, please.
Well, Mike, I have what I call a yellow submarine day in front of me. It is a sea of green. So markets loving that CPI number. The Dow Jones is up 607 points, 1.3% gain there, 46,098. The S&P 500 is up 53 points, 0.82%, 6585. And the NASDAQ up 154 points, 22,040, 0.71. So they're loving it. The FTSE 100 up 0.75% overnight, 9297. The Nikkei, 44,372. That was up 1.2%. The Shanghai Composite up 1.6%. 63 points, 3875. Now, the Aussie and New Zealand markets, they were lower, but that's yesterday. Hopefully, we'll follow on from this feel-good move overnight and will rally today. But yesterday, the ASX 200 lost 0.29%, 8805, and the NZX 50 lost 0.35%, 47 points, 13,229. Kiwi dollar stronger, 0.5970 against the US, 0.8967 against the Aussie, 0.5090 against the Euro, 0.4399 against the pound, 87.94 Japanese yen. Gold, 3,635 dollars, and Brent crude, $66.48.
Have a great weekend. See you next week. Andrew Kelleher, JMIWealth.co.nz.